It's okay now, it's okay now. I told you we are in a war. We need to be strong.
Something I can sip slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing, now my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking all my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. Purple, pink, pink, purple, and a pimp drink. Key string, grand stroke by my mom's sink. No minks, I'm weird with a Cuban link. I ain't can see the bitch, I know my own shit stink. Activist or quality test, probably off that high tech. Smoked out with Denzel, he got me acting trippy like a hippie. And when it comes to problems, I got plenty. But it all goes away with an eighth and a fifth of Henny. Stick to Remy, screaming for Remy. Big niggas ain't friendly. One shot to the head and he dead like Robert Kennedy. They envy me, these niggas ain't friendly. Niggas your friend and me, your enemies betraying me. Friends will call them your friend and me. Hit a dick smoke with a Nicky Bunch, she cooked, fuck, she'll bag it up. She's jacking up, so I had to cut it all like a new cup. Smoking my herb, posing the third, grinding the fuckers. Hold up, give me something I can sit slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing, now my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking all my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up.
Top gunner, got hunters, not none of you niggas can fuck with the god, coldest winters, hottest summers, right. Ain't hot the summer, bread like Wonder, gotta separate the bosses from the runners, nigga keep them things stashed cause they run up, hustle hard, nigga. Don't quit your day job, this vintage low, they don't make ours, keep hitting up with napalm, I get my cake on, nigga I'm A1, right. He must be off Ciroc and Cranberry, fucking mad rappers, where's D'Angeletti, murder he wrote, no Angela Lansbury, Kush God motherfucker, you niggas ain't ready.
Hold up, give me something I can sit slow. I so blow, I'm talking MJG and 8-Ball. Thick coat, bouncing on me like a 6-4. Dark liquor, high drawing, now my eyes low. I give it up, we give it up. I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. I'm just smoking all my papers, probably roll me up a Dutch. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up. I give it up, we give it up. I give it up, we give it up. What's up? I give it up, we give it up. 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 I ain't worried about no nigga, I ain't thinking about a smut. And I ain't gotta say a word, cause they already know what's up, what's up.
Bacla fucking Val, nigga, it's me, the motherfucking most wise Flea Vella. You are now tuned in to Black Renaissance Podcast, episode 43, indictment season. Yeah. So, as y'all all know, oh, god damn it, this motherfucker, they would play the goddamn theme song to fucking One Piece in the middle of my motherfucking, damn, but I know that shit gotta be copyrighted in America. Motherfucker. That's the fucking, it's the Illuminati. Nah, but for real though, man. Welcome to Black Renaissance Podcast, episode 43, man. We got a pretty decent show for ya. You know, we're gonna get into this Young Thug Gunna's case and like a little bit more a little more deeply attached to a couple things. I'm speaking on 4PF being in the indictment. It's OTF next. FBG signing a new record deal. And we're gonna speak about Vicky White. Pardon me, got some new teeth. Vicky White and that other white supremacist dude that she broke out of jail. And yeah, we gonna speak about that because the news ain't keeping it 100 with y'all. Like they, you know what I'm saying? They like to paint pictures. You know, what happened was, you know, a white supremacist police officer broke out a lieutenant white supremacist officer. They was just office. Pardon me. Broke out a high ranking white supremacist member. There we go. She was just on call. But let's get into this Young Thug situation, man. Like this shit is crazy. Like this shit is super, super, super crazy. So basically, on Monday, Young Thug's house was raided. So many details is coming out about this case. The 86-page indictment. More or less, you know, a lot of the evidence that they have in the case that they're using is lyrics. It's not a lot of the evidence, but what it really is that they're doing. And I do want to correct this for people. Jesus Christ, the Young Thug, what he wears hair like that before? What the fuck? This nigga had pearls on his face. This nigga was getting too zesty. But yeah, and we won't speak about that, you know, because this is an esoteric podcast. So, you know, we're gonna speak about, you know, Young Thug going through the ritual. And even the ritual buying him 9 years in the game. Like, this investigation was a decade in the making, bro. Imagine being, like, in New York City, you gonna be under investigation for 2-3 years tops. This was 10 years damn near. When they shot up Lil Wayne's tour bus, he was under investigation. That's insane. That is insane, yo. You know, and the saying goes, you know, just cause you got away with a crime, don't mean that they wasn't watching you. You get what I'm trying to say? And I repeat, you know, just cause you get away with a crime does not mean that the police is not watching you. Shit, sometimes I'm be so real with you. I'm be so real, 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 real. Listen. Sometimes if you get away with certain crimes that you know you was on some sloppy shit, you know you supposed to get that knock on the door. You know, like, you know, you get that feeling in your gut, like, ooh, I ain't moving court. I wasn't militant on this mission right here. And you don't get no knock on the door, no, that might be cause they trying to paint a bigger picture. That might be because that indictment's on the way. When you start getting locked up too much and all that, you know what I'm saying? That might be because an indictment is on the way. Those are telltale signs that an indictment is coming. This is why you gotta be tapped in with your mans that's in jail as well. You know what I'm saying? You gotta watch how the district attorney is presenting motions in your friend's case. You have to be at court. You can't have a nigga girlfriend there and expect her to come back and deliver the news to you. Because she gonna give you a fucking 30-second summary. You need to be in those courtrooms. And I know, yo, this shit gonna be hot. They going, listen, them niggas know your face already, bro. Promise you. I could guarantee you the police know your motherfucking face already. Sit your ass in that courtroom and see what the district attorney is telling that motherfucking judge. Because within that district attorney's verbiage, he's going to let the judge know if there's a bigger investigation going, which would lead the judge to either put like a higher bail or a lower bail. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, judges know how to play ball. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, judges know how to, you know what I mean, let a nigga out so he could catch more crimes and build up the case. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, because at the end of the day, you know, all the shit that the shooter do, it's still gonna connect back to the top dog on the RICO. See, we not talking you know, this old, they got to catch you with the brick game no more. We not talking this old, they got to catch you with the grip game no more. We not talking that old game. Like, that's old school shit. Like, crack era type dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? It's 2022. This is the motherfucking age of hands-free. Hands-free internet, hands-free phone, hands-free investigations, hands-free everything. You get what I'm trying to say? Nigga ain't gotta touch nothing and be making everything move, and police know that. So what they do, they'll build up the super case on your little mans just to make just because your little man is always gonna be around you. Big dog, all them pictures y'all taking, all them Snapchats, and this is why when I get around niggas, you do not see me pull out my phone to take no pictures or none of that. You get what I'm trying? Like, I'm being so real, my nigga. Like, man, I really start telling y'all niggas how to beat half this shit. Like, for real, my nigga. Like, niggas don't listen, though. That be the problem. That niggas get caught up. Niggas end up having to sit down. And then niggas sitting there like, damn, this nigga was right the whole time. Like, this, I should have. You know what I'm saying? Then niggas, you know, when, you know, God willing, they get a second chance, they get to come out, and, you know, then niggas come to me humble. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, you was right, what you want type shit. Like, one thing about you, you be ducking them cases. Like, bro, like, this shit is real life, man. Like, you gotta play triple defense in the streets, my nigga. You can't just, a civilian could play defense. They you know what I'm saying? They working a regular 9-to-5 job. They ain't nothing, shit gonna happen. So they could play defense. In the streets, you gotta play triple defense. You gotta look out for civilians. You gotta look out for ops. And you gotta look out for cops, my nigga. You gotta look out for the grandmother looking out the window. You know what I'm saying? Going to the store, seeing some shit that has every right to cooperate with police. You know what I'm saying? To get crime out her community type shit. You know, she 50, 60, 70 years old. Like, come on, she can't fight nobody. You know what I'm trying to say? Y'all look out for the ops who just gonna kill you just cause, just for the clout. They gotta look out for the cops who want that, you know, who want that collar, who want them bonuses, who want that vacation bonus that come with them indictments. That's why I always say May to June is, oh, I really say June is indictment season, but you know, usually around May, they'll start unloading them, they'll start unpacking them. And then one precinct to get the other precinct hyped, and that, you know what I'm saying? Then they, you know, all these investigators, they, like, it's still a loop, just like all of us got a loop. You know what I mean? Everybody got their own shit, so they see that shit on those, woo, 56 count indictment on Young Thug and Gunna. Woo, I gotta, let me go to the DA and put this paperwork in and get this indictment rolling. I want to one up the sheriff over there. Then the district attorney see the paperwork. Woo! I'm about to get this press coverage and all that. I'm be on TV. Let me go to motherfucking Walmart. you know how the town, the motherfucking cops and shit, they shop at Walmart. Like, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas, the DA, let me go to Walmart and get a new suit. You know what I'm saying? They not getting that Mr. Samuels, you know what I mean? Seville Row, $10,000. We're not even gonna talk about that. Niggas talking about a Mary's, nigga. Y'all niggas is crazy. Y'all niggas, man. I'll show y'all niggas a motherfucking button up that costs more than some fucking a Mary's, my nigga. The fuck is you talking about? And the collar get dirty after an hour. You can't even, you know what I'm saying? Like real silk type shit, like Egyptian silk, like, you know what I'm saying? But that's a different story for a different day. I don't want to get into all that other, you know what I'm saying, old money shit right there. We're not going to get into that. Because it's not about money. Because money got these niggas doing all this dumb shit, you know what I'm saying? And not separating the motherfucking business from the motherfucking streets. You always got to keep the business and the streets separated, man. If you moving like that. You know, some niggas ain't moving like that, though. But if you moving like that on some, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm not saying Yo Gotti do any of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, Yo Gotti owns a motherfucking soccer team. But let's say, like, some Yo Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Back in 99 type shit. Like, you gotta separate the business from the streets. Keep it completely separated. What does that mean? I can't spell it out for y'all niggas like this, man. Especially not on these airwaves. You know what I'm trying to say? But you gotta keep this, keep that shit separated, man. So anyway, motherfucking Young Thug, man. They got into like a lot of his motherfucking lyrics and shit. You know, of course, everybody done said the shit about him renting a car, whatever the case may be. But they had another situation, right? Where I guess one of Young Thug's mans got kicked out of motherfucking mall or some shit. And a nigga like backed the security guard nigga down. Like, nigga, I'll kill you, nigga, if you don't let me buy my Jordans type shit. Like, this type of time they was on. These niggas saying that Gunna's getting accused of some shit where like they fake shot at the police or something. Not him shot at the police, but maybe like in a car or something like that. And I don't know if that conspiracy case, that shooting that they talking about, I don't know if that's connected to the situation where they said that Young Thug and Gunna was driving in the car and behind them was an SUV with four passengers with AK-47s. ARs and all types of like high capacity rifles. Just the police saying this shit in the report. Like, they pulled them over for speeding or some shit like that, and they see, like, you know what I'm saying, like that shit. So I don't know if maybe, you know what I'm saying, like maybe they probably try to shoot at the cops on some shit, you know what I'm saying, just so the cops could take their attention off the Thug, cause he probably had lean in the car. He probably, you know what I mean, he probably had it to him or something. So that, you know what I'm saying, he probably took off or some shit like that. I'm just speculating, you know what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know if that shit happened, you know, allegedly, whatever the case may be. But you know, and then you know, Thug and Gunna probably drove off or some shit like that. Then the other guys ate the charge. You know what I'm saying? Cause they got wiretaps where I guess I forgot what the other dude who started the shit name is. It's like T something. I don't know. Some shit with a T, but. It's like three of the founders, whatever the one that saw with the TV. He was on motherfucking wiretap saying like, yo, this is a war, and in order for the war to be won, soldiers gonna have to fall. So, you know what I'm saying? Basically telling niggas like, yo, like, you know, be ready to die for this shit, ready to, you know, sit down for the shit or whatever. And you know, honestly, you know, I guess they did what they did, you know, in my personal opinion. What I think made them hot was, there's really two situations, but it's really over one situation. I personally think that Thug tried to get Lucci killed in jail. All this in the paperwork. It's 86 pages. Y'all go through the shit. I'm not saying nothing new. This is public record. That shit's a record. Feel me? But Thugger tried to get Lucci killed in jail when he got indicted last year, right? Because Lucci got indicted for beefing with the YSL niggas, but they was the first niggas to get indicted. You know what I'm saying? Because I guess whatever happened when he threw his man out the car for the shooting, whatever the fuck happened. Right? So, motherfucking, I think that when Thug tried to Lucci did get stabbed in jail, but when Thug tried to put out there for Lucci to get killed in jail, Lucci put a bag, or maybe Regine, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because Regine looked like a rider, and she got that Floyd Mayweather money. So now you see, seeing how all the pieces piece together. Like, this shit deeper than rap. This shit mob ties for real out this motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fun time to be a part of hip hop. But, yeah, so I think that Lucci put the bag on Thug Baby Moms. And that's when Thug Baby Moms got killed at the bowling alley. Talking about it was over a fucking bowling ball. Like, who the fuck get murdered over a bowling ball? Like, and this is why I be breaking down some of these news articles. Like, but I wasn't gonna touch a situation like that. Did I speak on that? I don't think I did. I think I spoke on it like a little bit. I don't know. I gotta check. I don't think I spoke on that. I don't know. Cause the other day I thought I did a whole Virgil Abloh episode. This is why I gotta stop smoking, man. This is why I call myself the Most High, man. I was fucking smoking all motherfucking day. God damn, I be forgetting shit. But I thought I did a Virgil episode. I went looked through my catalog. I ain't even had the motherfucking episode. But I may have. I don't think I did cover it. And then maybe if I did, I probably covered it on something. No, I covered Moneybagg Yo baby mother, who died by accident in that other situation when her friend went to get the ham and she was in the car or whatever, and they shot the car. I didn't even cover Thugger situation because I'm like, yo, that shit sound like some weird shit, and it was like a little bit too deep. It was, you know, it sounded like some kind of street shit, I'm not gonna lie. But you know, as far as like motherfucking, as far as the news, this is why I begin on the ass, especially like with the Felicia Johnson case, and we still have not found Felicia Johnson. If you see Felicia Johnson or whatever, she's missing in the Houston, Texas area. The last time she was supposedly seen was at a strip club. They say that she's was a victim of sex trafficking. I think that she's a victim of homicide by familial side. Right. But that's allegedly because her father definitely be motherfucking writing me and shit, talking about, you gonna fuck me up. Like, nigga, if you don't calm the fuck down, my nigga. So you gonna fuck me up and you gonna sue me and all types of shit. Like, nigga, but nigga, I shouldn't even get that much views. Like, what the fuck you wanna sue me for, nigga? She only got like 1,000 views, nigga. Like, nigga, what the fuck? I ain't Tasha K, nigga. The fuck, nigga? God damn, nigga. Chill. Niggas think niggas is balling or some shit, nigga. Anyway. So in that situation, that's why I be on the news ass, because the news always motherfucking lying. Oh, she died over a bowling ball. No, she died because of a long fucking feud in street beef, and they tried to kill this nigga, and he couldn't get to son. You know what I'm saying? Because son is sitting up in the fucking fortress of a fucking, he think he John Gotti over there. He playing cosplay mafia over there. You know what I'm saying? This nigga think he in the Godfather flick. He probably had a cat in his hand. No, Young Thug, I ain't gonna lie. Knowing this nigga, he probably was really like, you know what I'm saying, role playing with a cat in his hand. Had people really coming up to him in the office and shit. Yo, Thug, man, we gotta do a hit. Slap. What's that shit there? Probably saying all that dumb shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, Thug is one of them type of niggas. But the fucked up situation is this, right? So after his baby moms die, Thug is on some other shit. He sets the motherfucking hit, probably doubles the bag on Lucci Head. And this is one the motherfucking PA had to run down. And this is my own personal opinion. You know what I'm saying? This is my own personal opinion, allegedly. I think the district attorney really ran down and let this case go a little tip early, which is why they didn't get Gunna until today, until he turned himself in or whatever. And there's still a couple other people on an indictment that's on the run, but you ain't hear that from me. I think what really happened was the bag that Thug put on this nigga Lucci Head was so high that in order for them to get him in jail the way that they was gonna get him, literally they was gonna have to use COs as well. And I think the district attorney handed down the indictment on Young Thug and them and shit like that because she knew had Lucci died at the hands of the motherfucking correctional officer or whatever, you know, letting the shit rock and whatever, I have the situation play. Because in order for them to have killed Lucci this time around, they was literally going to need the correctional officers to be on board and like do some like Vicky White shit. And this is why I'm going to speak about the Vicky White situation after this, because it all kind of coincide. You know what I'm saying? So I think that the district attorney was like, nah, that shit gonna be successful. That shit's gonna be too much publicity. It's gonna make Atlanta look bad. I'm gonna look bad. Da da da. It's gonna be mad riots. It's gonna, you know, agitate the protesters and all. It's gonna be another George Floyd. We can't do that. We gotta lock these niggas up right now. They sends out the motherfucking, you know, the bird call. You know, Kevin Lyles and them sell 300, right? They caught they bag. They sell a Warner. They caught they 50, 60 million for the record label that Young Thug was under. So you gotta look for the small signs, man. Listen, I'm the nigga who told Shotty a week before his indictment, the feds is on their way. How I knew that? When I got the motherfucking call that they shot up for Leaps. I think it was for Leaps. I think it was for Leaps or whatever. It was some restaurant downtown. I believe it was for Leaps. I said, oh, it's lit. It's lit. And I found out who was there. I said, oh, no, yo. What? Nah. All right. Okay. All right, my nigga. Cool. Copy. I don't know shit. All right. I'm crazy. I'm bugging. You know what I'm saying? You right. next week, shit start getting crazy. Sun go up on the radio, shit just start getting crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like 7 days, you know? But it is what it is, you know? Like, you know, I've been blessed with the gift of foresight. You know? Sometimes I really think I can see the motherfucking future. You feel me? Not playing. I'm hot, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking hot. I'm blessed with this fucking dumb shit I be talking. But for real, man. I believe it was a bigger situation at hand to get Lucci killed. And it would have involved much more people, and Atlanta had to do what they had to do. But also, now the district attorney feels that power, that clout that came with arrested rappers. And there's a whole bunch of rappers they got cases on out there. So now, I'm gonna be real. I'm gonna be honest. Right now, the only way a lot of these motherfucking street organization record labels is that they're in Atlanta, because they all intermingled and connected. I'm not going to lie. The only way a lot of them going to get out like their indictments and their future situations or whatever the case may be, they going to have to go speak to their big homie. Who's their big homie? Real old heads, like 70-year-old people that, you know what I mean, acquired a vast amount of wealth and shit like that and ran through poverty, all that good shit. And really get that purse in the right hands. I repeat, the only way for those other street organizations that was on that paper, they had 4PF on the indictment. Like, they had like a couple other names. They had all types of shit. I ain't gonna lie. Which got people speculating, like, could 4PF be next? But then 4PF is a little baby and he connected to Quality Control Music. But Quality Control got Coach Carter, who has big homies that's plugged into politics and stuff like that. You get what I'm trying to say? So that's why I don't really see, I can't see 4PF falling. Nah. Feel me? Like, dumb niggas know how to play ball. You know, I think Young Thug got abandoned, and then he didn't know how to play ball, and then he just moved a little bit too fast, and that's how they, you know what I mean? But, you know, at the same notion, I say it like this, man. Before I get off the fucking copyright from this fucking song. I say it like this, though. As a rapper, in 2022, going into 2023, you gonna really have to make that decision. Am I a rapper or I'm a gangster? But you can't be both. You could chill with the gangsters, but you, as the artist, the bread maker, the dude on contract, you can't be both. And if you do decide to be both, good luck. But anyway, man, we'll be back after the motherfucking quick commercial break with this Vicky White and this motherfucking white supremacist story, man. How this motherfucking sheriff broke out a motherfucker. You know, the Lauderdale Police Department should be looking bad, but, you know, when it's white people, the media put on their little kid gloves, they don't tell you the truth. So, we're going to tell you the motherfucking truth. But you already know, Mr. Most Watched Valley Man, Black Renaissance Podcast, episode 43. Motherfucking, I forgot the goddamn name. Nah, indictments even. Back to Black Renaissance Podcast, episode 43. It's the motherfucking Most Wise Fleavelli, and this is indictment season. And man, listen, man. This, well, I guess Casey White is gonna get indicted for this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm pretty sure. Like, he got like a whole bunch of new fucking charges now after trying to escape. So yeah, I guess he can make it into indictment season two. But you know, the real situation I want to speak on is Vicky White, right? Miss Vicky White. So who is Vicky White? You may know, you may not know, but if you don't know, you're about to find out. Vicky White is a sheriff, I believe, from Lauderdale County, right? I forgot what state that's in or whatever the case may be. But she was a high-ranking sheriff or whatever. And basically, about like 2-3 weeks ago, she sold her house for half the value. So a home that was like, it was valued at, I believe, about like $200,000. She let it go for like $98,000 cash or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like she needed that bread ASAP. She went and purchased a vehicle, right, with said cash. So she went and got, I think like a copper Ford Edge or something like that. Like some type of like SUV type of like vibe. You feel me? Like one of them like small SUV drinks. And she I can't make this shit up. Like, this shit is crazy. But she actually went and started like putting in like her retirement for like, and you know, started like getting her paperwork for a pension, and I believe she was supposed to like retire like either like this upcoming Friday or something like that, right? So there's a prisoner that goes by the name of I believe it's Cassie White, and he attended about to say he attended prison, like that was a fucking college. The way this thing is going to fucking jail and shit, might as well. But long story short, he got into some altercation with the police or whatever. He caught some bodies, he killed some people, whatever. He basically like took some people's shit. He stole like an 18-wheeler, put the guy in the back of the in the sleeping portion of the 18-wheeler, and got on like a high speed chase from police, doing up to like 100 miles per hour, shooting out the window of a 18-wheeler. I didn't even know those shits could go 100 miles per hour. Like, what the, like, imagine that. Like, you know, it ain't one of those back road towns. Like, for you to go 100 miles per hour in the 8, you can't go 30 miles per hour in 18 wheeler in New York City. Much less 100. What? But so dude did that, man. He did all types of wild shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was just a wild boy, a wild white supremacist boy. Right, like a real white supremacist. Like, I'm not even like, you know, I do call everybody white supremacist, you know what I'm saying? But this is like a real, like, certified, like, tattoos, all that, like the whole nine. Like, he was a real white supremacist. And you know, this is what got like a couple people like in the black community kind of like tripping, like, yo, not really tripping, but it more or less, because I don't want to say verified, it more or less like kind of like justifies our already belief that all these police officers are white supremacists, and they're gonna remain on call with each other and stuff like that. And that just is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like, that racist shit run rampant through the motherfucking police department, the correction department. Like, John Bunn was speaking about that on Joe Budden podcast as well, when he was wrongfully convicted, you know, speaking about how, like, you know, like, the police run the jails. Like, don't let no prisoner ever tell you anything different. Like, you know, like, if the police want to shut some shit down, like, they'll shut it down type shit, you know, whatever. And you should go check out that podcast on Joe Budden podcast, Patreon, especially with John Bunn. It's like 1 hour 37 minutes long. But Vicky White, when I say a high-ranking officer, like, she's like assistant director or something like that. You get what I'm trying to say? So, in the Lauderdale precincts, right? So this is how the situation went. So this dude, I believe he had like 75 years or whatever. Shout out to my guy Crandon. He also got 75 years. Free Crandon, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you're gonna see the light of day one day, man. Just hold your head, man. Like, you know what I mean? Maybe 30, 40 years, they can't keep you forever, man. That 75 years is outrageous. I ain't gonna lie. Especially for what Crandon was charged with. But anyway. Casey White had got like 75 years or whatever the case may be. I believe he started going through some like problems at the jail, but he was supposed to like break out. They caught a shank in the shower. Casey White had hidden a shank in the shower. I don't know how they found out it was his, if they didn't catch it like on his person or whatever, but I don't know, maybe somebody snitched. But and when they caught it, he was saying that he needed it because he needed protection. People were trying to kill him in there, whatever the case may be. He ends up lying to a detective from Lauderdale, telling the Lauderdale detective, like, yo, I know about a murder. I think they said it was a suicide, something like that. And he said, like, it was a murder, some shit like that. But basically, he know about a case from that county. And he was telling saying that he did the case, like, yo, he killed the person, whatever. So now the detective, like, oh, that's a collar. That's, you know, you're about to get that bonus for, you know what I mean, cracking the case, whatever. So he on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, which now kind of makes me, you know, that's kind of wild, right? You know, what if Vicky set that whole play up? You know what I'm saying? Told him how to maneuver that situation. But yeah, you know, because she did have access to the case files. So she probably, you know, had the case file, boom, boom, say this X, Y, Z in the third, and then he just called them up. You know what I'm saying? Oh, and the fucking cop is probably like, detective, like, how you know all this shit? Like, well, you gotta be the dude who killed him. And he probably, I don't even think he really killed that person. But now they are looking at some other murders of like his ex-girlfriends and shit like that. So now he might really, of course, he even had like these cases and these charges as well, these new charges. But they definitely gonna throw another murder on him, probably like his ex-girlfriend, something like that. Cause I'm gonna get into that later. But anyway, so he calls the detective, tells the detective that he committed a crime, like he killed somebody, whatever, that like some unsolved case. But in order for the detective to charge him with the crime, the detective has to bring him to the Lauderdale like county jail to basically hold him over there, do the paperwork, you know, send him to, like, you know, take him to court, shit like that, whatever. You know, cause the nigga, like, you know, he's doing 75 years, he up in the mountains, he deep, deep, deep. So he brings him down to Lauderdale. When they bring him down to Lauderdale, right? He is fucking, well, allegedly, they on the news, they trying to say they didn't have a sexual relationship, or they had on the news. White, like I said, white media, when they're dealing with white people, they use kid gloves. So they said they had a quote-unquote special relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, this is a sexual relationship. Like, what the fuck? Anyway, he gets to the Lauderdale fucking, the Lauderdale County Jail and shit like that. And now, Miss Vicky White is giving him special privileges. She bringing a nigga McDonald's. She letting him stay out in the yard longer. Like, all the prisoners know, like, oh, he got it. But you gotta keep in mind, he's a white supremacist. Like, so he's legit in the, like, a white supremacist gang that runs that jail as well. And he's like a high ranking member himself, shit like that. He's a wild boy. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, not a proud boy, a wild boy. Like, that's what he's saying in New York. But he probably is a fucking proud boy too. I'm fucking, well, I don't even, cause then wasn't Richard Spencer just on Tariq Nasheed? I don't listen, man. I don't know, man. Everybody switching up, you know, the role that they playing in this politics shit, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just how that shit go. But anyway, when he's in this Lauderdale County Jail or whatever the case may be, and he's you know, have this quote unquote special relationship with this assistant director, right? Somebody like a high ranking, like sheriff or whatever, you know, them small towns. I guess the sheriff's working the jail. I don't know how that should work. But she was giving a dude mad like privileges and shit like that. So they're guessing, right? Because, you know, it's at this point in speculation that they came up with this plan to like break this dude out or whatever the case may be. And in the process of that or whatever, right? And the process of them breaking dude out. Well, let's get to how they even broke dude out. This the crazy shit. So they have a law out there that says you need two cops to escort a prisoner at all times. But since Vicky White was a high ranking sheriff, she could like override that. You get what I'm trying to say? So she comes and says, yo, the dude Casey White had court. So she's like, yo, before you go to court, they saying that they want to do a mental health check on him, something like that. And then she said, I'm gonna take him to do the mental health check because I'm feeling sick. So I need to go like get like a medical some shit or whatever fucking cop shit they be talking. I don't fucking know. Some medic shit, I don't know, right? So she goes, so they like, I bet, you know, she gonna transfer the prisoner. Yo, she backs the car in the middle, and as I'm saying the stories, like I'm watching on the shit. So this April 29th, 2022, at 9:29 a.m., she backs a sheriff car in. Go get the nigga, fucking the Casey White nigga, right? Pull him out or whatever. She's not holding him or nothing. Like, you know how like when they bringing you, escorting you to the car, you in prison, whatever. They kind of like hold on to your arm so you won't run anything like that. Yo, she holds the door open just like willy nilly, like walk yourself to the car, and she's just like rushing to get to the motherfucking like seat type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like he following behind her, so he gets in the back seat, whatever. Boom, she hops in the car. Boom. These niggas is sleeping so much in that county. It took them 6 hours to realize that dude never made it to court. Like, the courtroom must have closed and the nigga ain't making like, where's this nigga? Like, where's the fucking Casey White? Like, where's the prisoner at? Like, he about to charge him with this new murder. Like, what's up? Where he at? He's not there. All right, who transferred? Who's transporting him? Oh, you know, Miss Vicky White or whatever. Da, da, da. Okay, where's she? She, we don't know. They call on the radio. She gone. They takes the sheriff car, right? They even got him like on camera driving past the gas station or whatever. Drops it off at, I think, like a Walmart. So something like Shops and whatever. And gets in that. Remember I said she bought a new car after she sold the house. So they get into the copper Ford. Hops in that car. Dips off. 6 hours. They gone with the wind. Right? Fast forward. You know, the news fake finds out about the fucking car. That kind of tips them off, or whatever the case may be. They ditched the car. I think they tried to. They ditched that car. They ditched the Ford, the copper Ford, or whatever. I think they did try to spray paint the Ford before they ditched it. But what happened was, like, they ran out of spray paint or something like that. What the fuck? They got a little kid hanging out the car. What the fuck? Yo, the news be having some wild shit, man. Like, yo, what the fuck? Anyway, they tried to spray paint the car. They left the car, whatever case may be. They go rob somebody else for a car. In the process of robbing somebody else or whatever, in the process of doing that shit, I believe, like, he killed the dog and, like went to a family's house and did some shit. And the parents ran out. The kids was in the basement and some shit. I don't fucking know. That could have been a new charge. That could have been old. I don't know. But I do know this, how they motherfucking got caught. They spent 6 days in some raggedy-ass hotel, probably, you know, just fucking up a storm. You know what I'm saying? You know, fuck it, man. You know, at least he had a little vacation from jail. He ain't get to stay out, but he had a little vacation. He ain't doing 75 years. He can't get no worse, man. Unless they give him death penalty. But then he already kind of old anyway, so, you know, don't really come to that. But, yeah, so they go, whatever. They steal another car. Then they get in a Cadillac or whatever. They get up out of there. They takes off, gone, boom, they out of there, right? They leave the hotel, shit, whatever, after 6-7 days. Now, they in some town or whatever, but they leave the stolen car that they just took in the motherfucking car wash. And it's like, you know, like some dude who run a car wash, you know, he watched a lot of news, and he was up to speed with the story about the prisoner breaking out of jail and shit like that. You know, with the sheriff breaking the prisoner out of jail. So he go checking on the car after like a day or whatever, the car's still there. He calls on the police. The police come. They say the car not stolen. There's nothing to it. Whatever. They put the key in the ignition. The car starts. So they're like, all right, the car not broken down. They just like left it here. They check the camera. They see a lady who walks out from the car, but they don't know if it's the Victor White lady or whatever. Fast forward, they tow the car or whatever right after that, because it's been there for a day. The marshals call the nigga who owned the car wash. Yo, that car you seen, blah, 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 blah. And he like, I was trying, he's like, oh, I knew it. I knew that was the people who broke out of jail, whatever. The sheriff who broke the guy out. Boom, bang, bang. They ends up motherfucking running down based on the car, whatever. They end up like kind of like finding what car they was in. And the police ends up like running down on Vicky White and Casey. I believe it was like yesterday or something like that. And when they ran down on them, you know, Vicky White is on the phone, like trying to tell a nigga, trying to tell Casey like to like run this. I think she was telling him like run or get up out of there or something like that. Cause they got like the 911 phone call. Cause even like, all right, there's like the dispatch. They released the dispatch calls and stuff like that. And in the dispatch calls, you can hear the police like going back and forth and stuff like that. And they saying, oh, we need a negotiator and this da 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 and or whatever. Then another cop say you don't need a negotiator or whatever. But I think the marshal car like tailgated their car and had them spin out of control, so the car ended up like flipping over and they got to like a little accident or whatever. So in the audio you can hear, I guess, you know, she said like, airbags going off, let's get out and run or whatever. She telling she was telling Casey White, the man of death. Oh, then that's just dumb saying like this was that. So yeah, so after that, whatever, I guess like while she was on the phone, she ends up, as a matter of fact, let me see something. Hold on, let me see something. And then I think she about to like end it with the cop. I think they're shooting at the cops. I think like probably like you know, 20 seconds in, she shoot herself or whatever the case may be. But yeah, man, you know. This fucking picture they gotta do is kind of traumatic. I ain't gonna lie. Not cause the nigga look like a demon, not like that. But just cause that, like, you know, like that prison outfit with the prison slippers and shit, like the orange slippers, like, you know, like the whole like little dicky looking get up type of vibe. Like that shit just kind of bring back memories when your ass be in jail and shit. Fuck. But yeah. Anyway, so she ends up offing herself, whatever the case may be. I guess dude has like a little standoff with the police or whatever. I think he started saying he was gonna offer himself too or something like that, like an AK to his ass or wild shit like that. And eventually ends up like surrendering. He's like, you know what, fuck it, man, I just wanna go back to my cell. I already did what I had to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he already had 75 years. Like, shit really can't get no worse. Like, it's to the point that they locked him up, and then I think he gave up like his extradition rights or some shit like that. And just so he can get back to like Alabama, because that's like where he was originally at. But this is my shit, right? Not only did white media kind of cover it with like, you know, kind of like kid gloves by not overtly expressing the fact that this man was a white supremacist, like, you know, like a tatted gang white supremacist, because if it was a black person, you know, they would have went dumb hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, and if it was a black, you know, correction officer who broke out her boyfriend or something like that from jail, they would have violated her. Like, at, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, white media would have violated. You get what I'm trying to say? So it's like, nah, you can't do that, man. You can't be on some, like, weird. Cover, you know, a story with just different colors and two totally different ways. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be fair through and through. But, you know, at the end of the day, this shit is really crazy. Because you gotta think, like, damn, like, was this always her plan? Like, was this really her retirement plan? Like, you get what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, it's obvious, you know, they was fucking and whatever, doing whatever they was doing when he was in jail and shit like that. But was this like, she like, damn, this nigga never gonna come out of jail. So, fuck it. I might as well just, you know, break him out. You know, we have a nice little fling, a nice little fun time. I already sold the house, got my guap. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we have our little fun. They going to bring you back to jail. I'm going to just, you know, do what I got to do. Go meet the Most High. And then, you know, just back to regular schedule programming, man. What's regular schedule programming? White supremacy. That's all. That's all it really is. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just white people staying on cold, my nigga. Like, you know, don't ever let them tell you that, you know, they hate the racist, white supremacist terrorists that do all them crazy activities. Like, they idolize them. Like, those are those white people's heroes, man. Like, for real. Don't. There's a reason why Adolf Hitler is spoken of and a million and 25 movies, and fucking they always got to tell you about him in school, but they don't really speak about, like, Joseph Stalin. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when Joseph Stalin probably killed way more people than Adolf Hitler. You know, because in all honesty, but and them acting like they don't like Adolf and shit like that, they're really idolizing him. You know what I'm saying? Even in their, like, disdain and all that, like, you know, by mentioning his name, they keeping his shit alive instead of just letting it just die out. So, you know, you gotta watch white supremacy, man. You gotta watch it, man. Cause, you know, they'll hit you. They'll let you go through all the rituals, like Young Thug. Let you wear the dress, let you, you know what I'm saying, do all the zesty shit, you know, emasculate you as a man and do all that other, you know, ritualistic bullshit. And once they done with you, you know how the saying goes, man, when white supremacy done with their toys, they break it. And this is a perfect example of that. You know, when this white supremacist named Casey White was done with his toy, Vicky White, he broke it. How did he break it? By having her off herself. You know what I'm saying? That is the true mindset of a white supremacist. That's the culture of a white supremacist. If you're not white, you're not only right, you're not invited. There's no invite. You know what I'm saying? If you're not white, there's no invite to these white supremacists. Period. If you're not Anglo-Saxon, Protestant, a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, they don't even feel like you should be able to live around them. There's all white towns in America. All white. No black people, no Latin people, no Indian people, no Asians. All white towns. There's some white kids who've never seen anyone other than a white person. You can't find another group or nationality where their kid could say the same thing. Like, where they only seen, like, only their nationality in America. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, being like a black person, y'all, I'm in the town where I only see nothing but black people. I never seen a white person. I'm like, no, it doesn't happen. You know? But when you're a white supremacist and you believe that ideology that the American forefathers put in a hidden language inside the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and even sometimes they spoke it openly. You know, you had people like Andrew Jackson, and I don't want to say the other name and throw it on him, but I know Andrew Jackson for sure. You know what I'm saying? What's Andrew Jackson? Or what's Thomas Jefferson? It might have been Thomas Jefferson. I ain't gonna lie. I think Andrew Jackson is the person who was like real big on the economics and the Manifest Destiny stuff. But anyway, you know, sometimes they spoke it plainly. You know, when the forefathers said that, you know, this nation was built, you know, for the white man. Period. So, no matter what, you know, it's always gonna be a fight for any amount of rights in this motherfucking country. And the game is definitely rigged. But what I will say is this, man. Now that these white supremacists are showing their hand, they showing you who they are, they showing you their affiliations, they throwing away thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars in pension and all types of money that would have came from the state, and $100,000 in a house and stuff like that, you know, by selling it for half price. They will do all this. A white supremacist will sacrifice all of that. All of that. Just to give another white supremacist 10 days of freedom. That's how much freedom means to white people. Now, black man, ask yourself this. Does freedom mean that much to you? This white man can't keep his ass in jail. This nigga done tried to escape 4 or 5 times. He probably gonna try to escape again. You know why? Because white people can't do with being told what to do. It's just not in their nature. I'm gonna be honest. That's how they move. I'm gonna be honest, man. Black Renaissance Podcast, man, where the truth lives. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. White people cannot be told what to do. It's not in their nature. That's how they feel. And they built America to echo that sentiment to the world. So you're always gonna see a white man trying to break out of jail. Way more than you see a black man trying to break out of jail. Black men gonna go to jail and get into that that animalistic behavior type shit. They gonna adapt, right? Because black men have that almost that slavery subset where it's like, yo, fuck it, like I'm a survivor type of mentality. You feel me? So I'm a survive the situation type of shit. I'm gonna get through it. Whole time you're in captivity. But the white man say, give me liberty or give me death. That was the motto that the American Revolution ran on. That's in their blood. So this man Casey White, he just lived up to the culture of his organization. Of white supremacy, of current white supremacists who believe in all those white supremacist ideologies that no one will replace me ideology, that I will not listen to no one, you know. And I wouldn't even say they listen to God, man, for real, because WASP mean Protestant. So, but I would say Jesus. You know what I mean? They'll at least give them Jesus. They do fake believe in white Jesus. I ain't gonna lie. So, you know, I say all that to say this, man. You know, sometimes you gotta put it all on the line for your freedom. That's number one. And number two, is if you're gonna jump in this game and you're gonna play it at a high level, you better know what you're getting yourself into, man. Cause this shit ain't all peaches and cream. This shit ain't sweet. This shit is rigged. This shit is rigged against the black man. This shit is rigged for the white man to win. The only way you could beat them at their own game is by having your freedom, so that you could at least exercise your First Amendment right and not use your First Amendment right to speak on crimes that you've committed. Never once got on this mic and told anybody no crimes I committed. Never, ever, and never will. Don't care to. Not on this mic for street cred. I'm on this mic to push a culture forward and send a message. Us as black people, and I'm speaking as to my black people, right? To the whole diaspora, the Caribbean, everybody. Us as black people, we gotta understand that we are in a culture war with white society. They do not like the fact that we are bossing up as a collective. White people do not like to listen to nobody. It's not in their nature. But we're going to have to teach them that the black man won't be taking orders no more neither. The black man won't be in cages no more neither. The black man has intellectual property that he wants to turn into generational wealth. The black man wants to carve out a piece of this wilderness known as North America and have our own country in this very continent. That's what we gotta teach white people. We gotta teach them that they dominionship, they rulership is coming to an end. It just is what it is. It's the most wise flea of belly man. Black Renaissance Podcast episode motherfucking 43, indictment season. And you already fucking Schnell, man. Follow me on IG. Black Renaissance underscore PODCAST. YouTube, Black Renaissance Podcast. Support the motherfucking movement, man. FBA all day. B1 to the motherfucking family. 40 to the motherfucking gang. And OY to the motherfucking G. Thank you.
This program is sponsored by Maloy.org, a nonprofit dedicated to rebuilding the Black community, starting with Beta Israel, officially known as the Bronx. This borough is the foundation of the Moon Lodge of Intellectuals due to its rich history and it being the birthplace of currently the greatest musical genre in the world, hip-hop. Maloy is also a news agency operating out of New York City, with its modus operandi being true Black economic liberation in this nation. So, visit Maloy.org today and donate. That's MLOI.ORG. Maloy.org to donate today. Maloy, rebuilding our communities.